Millennials. Oh, so yesterday. It's time to meet Generation Z. Demographers say there are 60 million of them. The youngest is in grade school. The oldest just started college. They're beginning to get their first jobs. And that's meant a culture shock for both job applicants and hiring managers. Brian Watt filed this story for station KPCC.
A few months ago, 17-year-old Jennifer Cano applied for seasonal jobs at Subway and Target. And it didn't go so well.
Part of the issue was that I just couldn't wait to hear back from them. And it took about like a month for them to reply to me. And not only that, but I didn't have a resume and I also just don't have job experiences.
So Cano's turned to a brand new app called JobSnap. It's kind of like Tinder, but for jobs. It matches young people looking for work with companies looking to hire them. One of the first steps for the young job seeker, creating a short video. Here's a snippet from hers.
My name is Jennifer Cano, and I'm a senior at Bright Star Secondary Charter Academy. And I think that three words that can describe who I am and my work ethic are being resourceful, being a hard worker, and being very optimistic.
The creator of JobSnap, Jeff Booty, worked for years in recruitment offices for companies like DreamWorks and for recruitment firms. He watched resumes pile up and be of little help to hiring managers.
I'm not a fan of the resume at all. I think it's inefficient when it comes to finding that candidate that fits in your ecosystem. And with video, you can tell your story.
So there are no resumes on JobSnap. Hiring managers choose candidates by looking at the videos. And once the job seeker makes the video, they get to see jobs in their area, along with photos of the hiring managers.
So the candidate is now looking at a job. They see that it's full-time, where it's located, and I'm a candidate, 16-year-old, looking for a job at Panera Bread. And so if I like that position, I swipe left.
Booty says Panera Bread, Taco Bell, and Del Taco are working with his app, and he's in talks with even more restaurant chains and retailers. Alex Rachopi is a management consultant for independent restaurants. He says he recommends the app to his clients, who mainly look for staff through postings on Craigslist.
You've got dozens of restaurants that are opening each week, every day, and they need to hire big staffs relatively quickly.
And if they're looking for young workers to fill entry-level positions, the best way to find them is on their phones.
I mean, everywhere you go in public or elsewhere, you see all these younger people constantly engaged on their phone, you know, to the point where it's annoying. But, you know, that's how you get to these guys.
It might be annoying, but communications professor Brooke Foucault-Wells says we shouldn't worry about it. She studies young people and social networks at Northeastern University.
I do think that you'll find that when the stakes are high like this, to them getting their first job or their second job is a big deal. And I think that they will step up and they will, you know, meet the standards that the employers have for this kind of communication ability.
17-year-old job seeker Jennifer Cano agrees. I asked her if all this time on her phone and social media has cut into her social skills.
Making eye contact and like making a good handshake and all these other gestures, I think they kind of learned on the way, and the phones don't stall that process.
And if she's right, this new generation would have the best of both worlds. A smartphone to find the right employer quickly and the social skills to seal the deal. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Watt in Los Angeles.